Blog Talk Radio.
Start it.
Sharon said Twitter, yes or no?
Yeah. Yep, start it. Go live. Did you already do YouTube? Go live. And then after you hit this one, just touch this one. This one now,
okay.
And then that one.
Ready? Come on.
Go. Hello. How you doing? My name is Will Johnson, UnitesAmericaFirst.com. I want to thank you for joining me on my new broadcast show, To the Point with Will Johnson. Yes, I am in my home studio. We are live and direct. We are also on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ To the Point with Will Johnson. So I will be coming to you every evening, Monday through Friday, from 9 p.m. Central, and what is that, 7 p.m. Pacific, California time. All right, so I want to thank everyone for joining me. Please share. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. This is my first evening for going live on Blog Talk Radio. I am trying to do my part to reach as many people as possible, and I'm so excited to be here. So with that said, let me do this. Okay, so my topic for this evening is the Dems are trying to restrain President Trump. They're trying to restrain him. They want to prevent him from doing anything that is positive for the American people. Did you ever think that we would live in America where we would have people siding with terrorists? Did you ever think that? That we would actually have people siding with terrorists? Never in a million years did I think we would have people siding with terrorists, but yet here we are. But guess what? These leaders, that we have leaders on the planet right now that's putting a hit out on President Trump. And guess what people here in America did? They like jumped on boards. I'm talking about these liberals. I'm talking about these leftists. They jumped on board as if they've got to do what they can to get rid of President Trump. They're willing to help assist these anti-American people take out President Trump along with these terrorists. Members of Congress have started this whole proposal to reject President Trump from protecting the American people at home and abroad. Just think about this. They want to remove President Trump so that he cannot protect us on the border. And now they want to remove President Trump so he can't protect American citizens abroad on the other side of the planet. See, anytime it comes to President Trump wanting to do something to protect the American people, guess what happens? They want to get in the way to prevent it. Nancy Pelosi has made a public statement, that the House will vote to limit Trump's war power. I'm like, what in the world are they doing? What are they thinking? They want to, they're going to spend taxpayer dollars to try to prevent President Trump from doing his job. And they're saying that he's doing an act of war. No, this is not an act of war. This is President Trump doing what he's supposed to do to protect the American people. But they want to prevent him from doing that. This is the Democrat. This is our Democrat Party here in America. The Democrat members in Congress, not only are they against the President of the United States, but they are also against the American people. Just imagine a world where you have people that's in America and they say they love this nation, but then they turn around and say that, oh, someone else from another nation wants to take out the president, put an $80 million hit on his head, and then you have people here saying that they're all about helping him. They're willing to do it for half. They're even supporting it. This is completely nasty and completely insane that we have to experience this type of behavior from the Democrat Party. Enough is enough. If Obama was in office and Obama took out this terrorist, they would be applauding him right now. They wouldn't be trying to fight against him. And to be honest with you, the Republicans wouldn't be fighting him either. But because President Trump is trying to protect the American people, you have Democrats doing that because they hate this man with a passion. Okay, so I want to thank everyone for joining me this evening. We got a lot to show you tonight. We got a lot to talk about. Like I said, we are on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ To the Point with Will Johnson. We're going to be going at it live and direct. All right, so stay tuned. We got it for you. It was pretty hot, though. It was real hot. All right, so like I said, we have the Democrats doing what they're doing to the United States of America because they simply hate this man. They hate him. So thank you for sticking around. Thank you for joining us. And if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, I actually posted the link on the Facebook page. I'm not going live on Facebook right now, but I am live on YouTube and Periscope. I am simulcasting to Blog Talk, and I'm also on Twitch. So if you're a Twitch active user, please, you can find me on Twitch. Just search for Unite America First. All right, so I have some video clips that I'm going to play for you this evening, and we're going to talk about these Democrats and how they are working to try to restrain the president from helping us, from protecting us, from doing his job. Now, I never thought, you know, me personally, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm looking at all of this, that they're actually calling out President Trump, saying that what he did, some of them are even saying that what he did is goes against the whole Geneva Convention. You know, they're saying that what he did could consider be a war crime. This is the Democrats. Now, why would we go along with that? Why would we support the Democrats? Why do people in America still vote for them? Because they believe the lies. They believe the lies. Look what they've done. Look how the past 3 years they've been going after President Trump nonstop, and now they actually have a terrorist organization on the other side of the planet wanting to take the president out, and they're joining them. Wow. Is that not amazing? I mean, really? Really? No, no, no. Come on now. The Democrats aren't really doing that, are they? Seriously? No, they can't possibly be siding with a terrorist organization. No way. No way in a million years. I guess that million years is up because they're actually doing it. Yeah, so you know what? In that case, I guess it makes them domestic terrorists. You know, so like I said, I have some video clips that I'm going to play for you here. And all of this, you know, pertains to how the Democrats have been attacking President Trump. And it is day in and day out. It is 24/7. And if they could add time to it to attack President Trump, they would. But they don't waste any time doing it. So right when we got started, I know you saw the little commercial thing that I created for UniteAmericaFirst.com where you can go and get the Get Over It, Trump is Your President t-shirt. I'm doing that because I need your help. I need your support. And I'm doing this all on my own, and I'm trying to do what I can, trying to do my best, trying to survive just like everyone else. And I need your help. Please go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and help me out as much as possible. If you like what I'm doing, if you want me to be able to go to different places, I need your support. I need your help. So like I said, I have this video clip that I'm going to play for us. And this one here is Nancy Pelosi. They're talking about her holding back the articles of impeachment. And they're saying it's good because they're like waiting to get more information because they didn't have anything in the first place. They didn't have anything. They didn't have a single thing to get Nancy, to get President Trump on. So they're like, okay, Nancy might be a good idea that she's holding it back. So then that way she can, that they can get more information on President Trump and try to tack it on to these articles of impeachment. Okay, so let's look at this video clip.
In their view, is evidence that Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the articles of impeachment, is working. That aide saying, quote, we would not have this development absent the speaker's hold. Another proof point, the aide goes on to say, that indicates the value of her strategy.
So you hear that. They're saying they're talking about her strategy. See, they're saying it's good because it's her strategy. She's doing what she can to try to take out the president. And they say, oh, maybe this is good. This is good. A good strategy, Nancy Pelosi. No, it's not. And just because you have an aide come out saying this doesn't mean that it's valid. They don't care about America, people. They don't care about the United States. They don't care. They are doing what they can to destroy. That's what it all boils down to. It all boils down to that 100%, how they want to get rid of the American people that support President Trump. Why do you think the attack on Christianity is the way it is? You think it's going to stop there? No. Not at all. They have so much more planned for this nation if it doesn't go the way they want it to go. I woke up this morning sitting there thinking, like, why would the Democrats do this? What is their motive for showing support for Iran? They're showing more support for Iran over the American people. They did the same thing when people were coming into the country without the correct paperwork. You know, I have to say it like that because, you know, how they do. But they come into the country without the correct paperwork, and you have the Democrats wanting to support them over the American people. Why is that? Anyone ask that question? Why is that? I confronted Kevin De Leon. He was one of the original authors of The Sanctuary City in California. I confronted him and asked him, why is he putting undocumented before the American people? I didn't actually say undocumented. I said the word that, you know, they censor you on. But I did that. I said that. And he didn't know what to say. I was in a room, and there was probably roughly 200 to 300 people in there. Everybody's white in there. I'm the only black male in the room, and I'm the Trump supporter. But yet Trump is racist. But I'm the only black male in the room. I'm like, how does this work? How does this work? And then, of course, when I asked that question, they started attacking me. They were hitting me. Some of them were kicking me. They were pushing on me. They were trying to push me out the building. And you know what? What was really miraculous about all of that, we were inside of a church, but it was an ungodly church because they practiced ungodly ways. And I went outside, and they had an ungodly picture on their billboard. And it's happening across the nation. More and more, we're seeing it happen across the nation. All right, so I have another video clip. This video clip, this is Representative Jim Himes. He's talking about Kellyanne Conway. You know, they don't like Kellyanne Conway. They think Kellyanne Conway is always lying when she's, you know, she's telling the truth, but she's telling them what they don't want to hear. You know, unless they say, unless Kellyanne Conway is saying what they want to hear, obviously to them she's lying. Just like all of us as conservative Christians, we're lying to according to them because we're not saying what they want to hear. You know, for example, like President Trump, you know, because we support President Trump, and they say President Trump lies about everything. If President Trump said 2 + 2 = 4, they would straight up say that he's lying. And they said, no, it doesn't equal 4. It can equal something else. But let me play this clip with Kellyanne Conway, and we'll come back and we'll discuss it more. Okay. Here we go.
But again, a lot of people just like to head straight to the cameras. Could you imagine telling the chairman of the Intel committee, one Adam Schiff, that this was going to happen? Could you imagine? The man goes to bed with his earpiece and microphone on.
I know that this is looking back one more time as you're talking about looking forward, but she is saying the Democrats cannot be trusted. Kellyanne Conway, what I take from that is she says that's one reason why Congress wasn't informed, because you can't be trusted.
I hope that you play that clip over and over and over again, because it is Kellyanne Conway showing in a very specific way her disdain for the laws of the United States of America. The laws say that Congress will be informed. And I understand that Kellyanne Conway doesn't think much of Adam Schiff, because Adam Schiff has, of course, exposed her boss's unlawful activity.
Kellyanne Conway is upset with Adam Schiff because Nancy Pelosi exposed her boss's criminal activity? Really? I mean, if anyone is exposed here, it is the Democrat Party. If anyone is exposed, that's the problem here. See, the Democrats don't even want to acknowledge that everything that they've done has been wrong. They are the ones that have been exposed in all of this. It's just amazing to hear it. And okay, let's go back. Let's go back to the rest of this clip here.
But we are a nation of laws, Kate. And just because I want to drive at 90 miles an hour down the highway because I'm late to somewhere doesn't mean I get to do it because I happen to think it's important to do so.
Wait a minute. That's what they did the whole impeachment. They did the whole impeachment because they just felt like they needed to do it, because they thought it was something that they needed to do. They did it because they knew for a fact that if they didn't, they were like, oh, if we don't do this, President Trump will be reelected in 2020. He's going to still be reelected because they think they have him. They don't have anything. They're trying to wait until they get more support from the American people.
Of police officers out there who might want to, you know, rough up a suspect a little bit to try to get a.
Oh, my God.
Confession. We don't do that because it's
against
the law. So again, just because Kellyanne Conway doesn't like Adam Schiff does not mean that she and her, the administration that she serves, get to ignore the law. And what you just heard was Kellyanne Conway saying, because I don't like a guy in the Congress, well, I think we should break the law.
What in the world have the Democrats been doing for the past 3 years with this whole impeachment scandal? I mean, seriously, have they not been breaking the law? Personally, if you ask me, yes, they have. They've been breaking the law from day one. This whole impeachment scandal, there's nothing there. It's a nothing burger. There's nothing about it that's valid in the U.S. Constitution, what they've been doing. Yes, of course, impeachment is in the Constitution. But what they're trying to get President Trump on is not in there, because everything that they're blaming him on, he didn't do. None of it. It's, the whole thing is fraudulent. The whole thing is fake. Now, I got another one that's a real beauty for you here. Now, this one here, this is a real beauty. This one's from Ted Lieu. And they're talking about with Elizabeth Warren, and he agrees with Elizabeth Warren, because they're saying that the only reason why President Trump decided to do this with Somali is to distract from impeachment. And I'm sitting there thinking, so let's get this straight. They're saying that President Trump took out this terrorist in Iraq to distract from impeachment. And yet Nancy Pelosi is holding the articles of impeachment and not sending them over to the Senate. So I'm sitting there, did anyone get what I just said? So how was he distracting? If Nancy Pelosi don't want him to distract from all of this, go ahead and hand him over so he can't distract. I mean, seriously, how was that distraction? They're waiting on Nancy Pelosi. To my understanding, the Senate doesn't have to wait on Nancy Pelosi, but because it has become a custom, they're waiting on Nancy Pelosi. But yet President Trump is distracting from impeachment. I mean, really, how does that work? How does that work? Like I said, I got this other one with Ted Lieu. He's just a beauty. You know who Ted Lieu is, right? This dude is a complete nut. He's from California, and if you ever thought about a nut bird, this dude here is the ultimate nut bird ever. I don't even know how he got elected. Well, he's in California. That explains a lot of it. But I don't know how in the world, why would anyone elect him in the first place? But then there again, he is in California. Now, I'm not saying everyone in California are nut birds, because there's some beautiful people in California. There are conservatives in California, and there's a lot of people in California that's sick and tired of what the Democrats have been doing. All right, so let's play this clip with this what I like, I mean, Ted Lieu. I mean, he's a nut bird, but he is Representative Ted Lieu.
Let's listen to something that Senator Elizabeth Warren told Jake Tapper about the timing of the Iran strike that killed General Soleimani.
I think people are reasonably asking about the timing and why it is that the administration seems to have all kinds of different answers. When the administration doesn't seem to have a coherent answer for taking a step like that, and they have taken a step that moves us closer to war.
Do you agree with that? Do you believe that Trump may have done this to distract from impeachment?
Senator Warren is correct. I've served on the House Foreign Affairs Committee for 3 years now, and I have not seen a coherent strategy from the Trump administration when it comes to Iran. They can't even answer basic questions such as, what are our goals with Iran? How do airstrikes achieve those goals?
He's sitting there waiting on President Trump to give them his goals on what he wants to do with Iran, but yet the Democrats don't have any goals. Their only goal the Democrats have is to impeach President Trump. How does that work? I mean, they're complaining about President Trump sending them his goals about Iran, but they don't want to do the goals for the American people.
Prepared to send in ground troops. They haven't been able to really articulate to American people why they conducted this strike. We're going to have a classified briefing sometime this week. I look forward to hearing from the administration what the justification was.
You know what? The justification is that President Trump is protecting the American people. It's really that simple. I mean, seriously, it is really that simple. That's it. President Trump has repeated that he does not want to go to war. He said it multiple times. Does anyone remember the drone that was flying by Iran and Iraq and all of that? And then all of a sudden they shot it down. And then even Republicans and Democrats were saying war, war, war. Remember that? And then President Trump right at the last minute said, you know what? No, I don't want to go to war. But now the Democrats are saying that, oh, President Trump is going to take us into war. Does anyone put that together? I mean, it's like in a La La Land. You can't make it up. You cannot make this up. That President Trump, he didn't go to war because they shot down a drone. That was money. The Democrats will spend more money in a month than that drone. So President Trump said, you know what, we're not going to kill people because they shot down a drone. But now they attacked. See, this is how it went down. And I have a little detail on it. So to my understanding, all this current situation with Iran, it started when a contractor, a U.S. contractor, was killed. And I'm pretty sure most people listening to this already have heard this story, right? I mean, this is something that the Democrats don't want to acknowledge. The Democrats want to completely forget that it took place. So they killed a contractor, the Iranians, right? This militia group from Iran killed a U.S. contractor, among other people, to my understanding. So President Trump said, you know what? No. Let me fast forward a little bit. President Trump said, after the drone, said, if you kill any Americans, you are going to regret it. I'm going to draw a red line. They tested President Trump by killing this contractor, this U.S. contractor. And what did President Trump do? He kept his word. He took out that militia group. So what happened is then after that, the militia group and other Iranians that, you know, so the militia group, the members that survived and other Iranians, they retaliated by going to the embassy. They were burning it. They tried to kill people there, but President Trump said, no, 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 no. I'm not Hillary Clinton or Obama. I'm going to have troops there to protect the American people. He's the president. That is his job. That's what he's supposed to do. He did what we all expect him to do. Guess who got upset by that? The Democrats. How dare you have troops there to protect the American people at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq? How dare you? So as a result, because they didn't kill anyone during that time, during that episode, but because they attacked, tried to kill people at the embassy, come to find out, the Pentagon showed there was evidence where they were having more, they had more plans. I think it was like 53 different locations they were saying, give or take 20. But anyways, they had plans where they were going to initiate more attacks against Americans throughout the region. And guess what President Trump said? No, 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 no. He did what we expect him to do. He took out the one that was leading this charge against the American people. He led the charge against them that were trying to go, they were going to kill Americans. That was their goal. So President Trump took the problem out. This problem just didn't happen overnight either. See, that's what a lot of people don't realize. This general Solomon didn't come out all of a sudden. Oh, wait a minute, who was this? A lot of people are starting to hear about his name for the first time. But he didn't come out just out of nowhere overnight. What happened, he was actually involved with Benghazi. He helped 10 of the terrorists of the 9/11 safe passage through Afghanistan. So he's had many times where he has done things that was against America. Killed over 600 Americans in the Iraqi war. And we're supposed to be like, oh, you know what? He's just a general. He's just a leader in Iran doing a wonderful thing. We're supposed to look the other way. No, no, no. President Trump already said it. He only, you know what? This is one of the reasons why I like President Trump, because when he says something, he'll stick to his word. I mean, that's the very reason, just to get off topic a little bit, that's the very reason why the U.S. Embassy is in Jerusalem now. Okay? So I have another video clip that I want to play for you. And this one is where they're trying to deny the truth about Iran. You know, they're trying to say, you know, just imagine like the whole thing, like during the impeachment hearing, and this is something I can relate it to. During the impeachment hearing, the Democrats were trying to say, well, what if President Trump tried to do X, Y, Z? We need to get him so that he won't do that. They said, what if he tries? And everyone was saying, what do you mean, what if he tries? And see, in this case, the general, there is no what if he's going to kill someone. What if he's already killed people? And on top of that, he has killed brown and black people. It's not a black and white thing like Colin Kaepernick brought into play. It has nothing to do with it. But that's another leftist tactic for the identity politics. But here we are. Here we are. The Democrats are trying to say, well, we can't, you know, attack him because he might do something. So I got this other clip, like I was sitting there saying, and I want to play this for you. And you really need to listen to this Yahoo. I mean, it's like they become crazier and crazier by the day. Here we go.
But when you step back from this, from your perspective, the Trump administration says, what's all the fuss about? This is a man with the blood of hundreds of Americans on his hands. He's a threat to our allies in the region. They say he was planning new and imminent attacks against the United States, and they've essentially taken a terrorist off the battlefield.
It may all be true. The question is whether or not a tactical success, and you have to see the intel to see whether or not we're talking about, what does imminent mean? I mean, I looked it up the other day. It means about to happen. But maybe it wasn't a ticking bomb. Maybe Soleimani was, in fact, planning attacks against him.
Maybe he was. I mean, it was coming out of the Pentagon. It was coming out of the Pentagon. If Obama was in office and they were saying the same thing, they would say, no, it was actually going to happen. I mean, they're defending this terrorist. My God, are these Americans? I mean, seriously, how much hatred can you have for a man to where you are going to side with the terrorists?
Americans throughout the region. The real question, though, to me is this tethered to a broader strategy? And what are the implications? Tactical success? Let's give it to them. But a putative strategic set of failures, and you're already seeing that. And that's the real problem of acting without thinking. Why the president did this? Preternaturally risk-averse, very careful so far about getting into unwanted and untimely wars and getting out of old ones. This seems to be a departure. And why he did this, what personal, emotional factors, who are the advisors pushing this, that's a critically important question.
Why did he do this? I mean, seriously, you really have to ask that question. Why did President Trump do this? Why did President Trump not hold back? Why did he do this? Why did President Trump say that if you attack Americans, you're going to regret it, and then he kept his word? Why did he do this? Why in the world would a president keep his word? Why would he do such a thing? I mean, seriously, if you are in the military and President Trump did not take out this terrorist after he killed your brothers and sisters in arms, how would you feel about that? I mean, really, think about it. How would you really feel about that? Would you be like, oh, okay, you know what? It's just he's the president. He's doing what he can. It is what it is. No, it doesn't work that way. President Trump's job, one of many, is to protect us. And that's here. And if that means our borders, yes, he's supposed to do that. And if you are abroad, on the other side of the planet, over the pond? He's supposed to do that. Protect the American people. That's what it's about. And you have these terrorist groups, these terrorist organizations throughout the world, and the Democrats are supporting them. So this is a thumbnail. I want to put this up on the screen here. Now, I'm pretty sure that you heard about the whole George Lopez, right? So let me put it up on the screen. So for those of you that are watching, for those of you that are listening in, I will read it out with this. This was actually a tweet. So in the tweet, it says, Iranian authorities have put a bounty on American President Donald J. Trump's head during the televised funeral of the general. Okay? So, George Lopez and all his wisdom and him being a comedian, you know, that's his take on it now. He says, we'll do it for half. How do you joke about that? How do you joke about that and say that it's okay? Do you remember Kathy Griffin holding a severed head? She was basically saying that she wanted to assassinate the president. Do you remember Snoop Dogg with the video where he's depicting like he's shooting the president in the head? That is him saying that he wants to assassinate the president. Do you remember Madonna saying that she's having visions or dreams or whatever it was, that she wants to blow up the White House? That is her wanting to assassinate the president. And it's not a joke. It wasn't a joke when people were talking about Obama. It's not a joke. Just because you don't like someone's policies, just because you don't like what they're doing, just because you don't like President Trump doing things to help the American people, doesn't give you the right to joke about taking him out. They were serious about the $80 million. The Iranian government is serious about the $80 million that they put on President Trump's head. They're serious about it. And so George Lopez decided to come out with this whole joke about a serious matter, right? Knowing that he hates President Trump in the first place. Most of these Hollywood nuts hate President Trump. Well, not most of them, all of them. If they're Hollywood nuts, keyword being the nut, they hate President Trump. So when they say they're joking around, they're pretty much being serious. They're not holding back. 2020, this election year, is going to be the year that's going to decide the direction of this nation. This is it right here, people. This is it. I am straight up serious. Now, a lot of people think that, okay, well, if the Democrats win, then you know what? Then we'll just go on and we'll just, you know, move on. If the Democrats win, and then, you know, we'll just get someone better. It's not going to happen that way. Now, I hope that I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. But how many of you think that I'm wrong? I mean, I want to be wrong. And I'm pretty sure there's some liberals out there saying, oh, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong about everything you say simply because I support President Trump. But what's going to happen if they get rid of President Trump, they are going to remove the U.S. Constitution. They don't like the Bill of Rights. If they get reelected, the Electoral College is going to go away. They are going to elect the president from New York and California from here on out in the rest of the history of this planet. We're done. Christians, you don't have a chance. They're going to remove Christians because they've already moved God from the schools. They already moved God from the courthouses. They already moved God from the Capitol. They already moved God as much as possible. Conservative white Christians, they're coming for you. The same way, and it's not just conservative white Christians. I'm not exempt. But you know how they constantly play the identity politics, and they're always talking about, well, the problem in America are white men, specifically white men. conservative Christian white men that cling to their Bibles and their guns. It terrifies them. I mean, seriously, it really terrifies them. And it's not that I believe that we should go into a civil war. And there's some people thinking that we should, but I don't think that we should go into a civil war. No, I don't. But what the Democrats are doing, they're like, I mean, it's like they're pushing the issue. I mean, it's like they, you know, in the back of their mind, they're like, oh yeah, we need to do this because we're not thinking through. We're not thinking it through. We have to do something to destroy ourselves. Because, see, the Democrat Party, since they believe and they follow everything of Satan, that's their motto. That's their job, to do what they can to destroy America. Am I making it up? Or are we actually seeing all of it? Am I making it up? Or are we actually seeing it take place? So I have another clip that I want to play for you. And this one is where they're talking about, you know, why did President Trump do what he did? This is another one. And they're like multiple clips, and they're talking about President Trump. Why is he doing this? He needs to come to Congress and ask Congress to protect the American people abroad. President Trump, don't help the American people when they're getting attacked until you come talk to us. Now, how many of you would trust Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar with information like this? I mean, I'm just asking. It's just a simple question. How many of you would trust Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, or any of the other Democrats for that matter, but specifically those two, how many of you would trust them with that information? President Trump goes to Congress and say, hey, this dude is planning on attacking more Americans. We have all the information out of the Pentagon. He's going to attack more people. He's already demonstrated that when he did Benghazi. He helped the 9/11, some of the 9/11 attackers. He's already organized this attack on the current embassy. How many of you think that, and President Trump says all this, I want to not necessarily go to war, but I want to take this Yahoo out because he's a threat to the American people, not only abroad, but here at home. How many of you would trust Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib with that information? Do you possibly think that, oh, it got leaked, and guess what? Guess who went on the ground? Oh, but see, that didn't happen. And guess who's complaining? And then, see, to my understanding, President Trump has to inform them of any attack, you know. He doesn't have to get their approval, but he has to inform of any attack. And to my understanding, he did it on Twitter. And they're upset about that, too, because he informed them through Twitter. Because, you know, they're all watching his Twitter feed. He communicates to Congress through Twitter better than he can just at on the Hill, because they'll pay attention to his Twitter feed. Okay, so let's go to this clip. And just listen to how the Democrats really are with President Trump.
I just don't think that any one incident should have led to a move that was this significant without thinking through a fuller strategy. If there's an imminent threat, if people were truly at risk in sort of an immediate way, just bring that to us.
This administration has taken its time briefing Congress on exactly what threat was posed, why we needed to move forward right now with this attack. We haven't heard the long-term strategy.
He has to come to Congress and make sure we understand what is the overall strategy. Why was this tactic undertaken?
Really? You have to ask, right? Why was this tactic even taken? Like I said, the reason why I think President Trump went ahead and did it, for one, because it's his job. For two, because he didn't want to inform them overseas that he was coming. That's why. That is why. And for the life of me. My God. My God. These people actually call themselves Americans. I mean, they really do. They actually call themselves Americans, and they're fighting the U.S. president from protecting the American people. Is that even really happening? And then you have so many people out there saying, he's taking us to war. He's taking us to war. He has to go to Congress to go to war. Okay, so he's taking us to war. It's not that he has put us into war. So therefore, he doesn't need to go to Congress to protect the American people abroad. I mean, it's like they can't get past the whole point that he did something without asking Nancy Pelosi. See, that's what it all comes down to. They want President Trump to ask for permission to Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer. That's what it comes down to. And the Democrats, all the Democrats, they want President Trump to ask for permission. And just like I mentioned earlier, remember the drone? They wanted him to go to war with Iran. Did everyone forget about that? They wanted President Trump to go to war. But now, because he took out the general that was trying to cause more issues to take us to war, he took the general out. Now they're saying, oh, President Trump is trying to take us to war. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what is it? See, how – what's the word? I mean, are the Democrats really that confused? Are they really that confused? I don't – be honest with you, I don't think that they are. I think they're trying to use anything, you know, like don't let any good crisis go to waste. Let's see how we can use this against President Trump. He saved America. He did save American lives by doing what he did. But the Democrats are upset about it. And then had picture this. Had President Trump not did what he did, they would be saying right now that, oh, he didn't keep his word. We had Americans die. President Trump, you Republicans, you're all hypocrites. You talked about Hillary Clinton and Benghazi, and look what President Trump did. That's exactly what they would be saying right now. That is exactly what they would be saying right now. Look what he did. Look what he did. But see, that's not the case. President Trump did the opposite of Obama and Hillary Clinton, and thank God he did. Thank God he did. Now, prayers for the family that lost a loved one, the loved ones from these terrorists in Iraq, border Iran. But none of it had to happen in the first place. They did it, my opinion, to test the waters. They did it to test to see if they can get at President Trump, to see if he's actually going to do anything, to see if he's going to have a weak spine like Obama did. What a rude awakening. You don't mess with our president, because our president has already told you he is not going to back down like Obama did. He's not going to back down the way the Democrats want him to back down. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. And thank God he's not doing it. I'm so thankful. All right, so I have one more clip here that I want you to listen to. This one here. Now, everyone has had, like, the, you know, when General Salami, I was first calling him Salami, but Soleimani. Everyone had issues saying his name when it first came out. Even news reporters were having issues, even people now. But this general was a terrorist. But they're calling for the government in Iran to retaliate. Now, Iran, they don't want any of America. I mean, they really don't. There's a reason why President Trump built up the military the way he did. Iran, they do not want to mess with America. Oh, but picture this before I get into this clip. Who's allies with Iran? Who's allies with Iran? Need I say it? Russia. But wait a minute. All the Democrats, all the liberals keep saying that President Trump is a puppet to Putin. Iran is an ally to Russia. So how was the whole puppet thing working out, liberals? How does this make you look, liberals, that keep constantly saying that? My opinion, it kind of makes you look a little extra stupid. They're allies with Russia, and President Trump is not backing down to Iran, which is allies with Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. So how does that work? See, President Trump, he's like playing chess while they're playing checkers, and he's just moving his pieces on the board, and they look dumber and dumber by the day, by the second, by the millisecond. And he's not even really have to do anything. The Democrats are doing it to themselves. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. All right, so like I said, let's go to this clip here.
Another funeral today for Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, excuse me. A lot of
You hear that? See, I told you. Even he had an issue with his name. Even he had an issue with it. And it's okay. It's okay. I mean, seriously. I mean, no one. I mean, I really don't care how you pronounce his name. I only care about what he was trying to do to the American people. That's the important thing here.
Here in the region, in Baghdad specifically, after last night, three rockets were fired into Baghdad's green zone just off to my left. Concerns that escalation could continue tonight, as that funeral did take place today in Tehran. There were millions of Iranians in the streets calling on the regime to respond to the Americans who did take out that top Iranian general. I want you to take a listen to what Soleimani's daughter had to say. She received an apology specifically from the supreme leader of Iran, promising to respond. Take a listen.
Families of the American soldiers in Western Asia have witnessed America's humiliation in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Palestine wars, and will spend their days waiting for the death of their children.
You hear that? We Americans, we're going to spend the days waiting for the death of our children. Really? And then on top of that she received an apology from the leaders in Iran. Not only did she receive apology from the leaders in Iran, but she also received apology from Democrats here in America. Oh, we're so sorry that President Trump did this to you. We're so sorry that President Trump did what he did to protect the more American lives from being killed. We're so sorry that he did that. We're so sorry that he did that. We didn't elect this president, meaning the Democrats. We didn't elect this president to protect American lives. He was a mistake. The American people rose to the occasion and elected this man, and we're trying to reverse their votes. Impeachment, get him removed. This is the Democrats for you. This is our Democrat Party. Yeah, I guess we have to take claim to them because they are American citizens, which is very disturbing. We are in the year 2020, people. We are actually in the year 2020. We're seeing so many biblical things take place across the planet. People's minds have changed to the point to where evil is now considered good. We're at a time in our history and on this planet to where people no longer care about the truth. I mean, when and what? I mean, it's like, is this? It's like a movie, but we're actually living it. And there's some people that don't even want to pay attention to all of this that's taking place. They just want to go back to the entertainment and act like none of it is happening. Talk about a rude awakening when it comes to your front door. Talk about a rude awakening. All right, so I'm going to say this. If you notice, right here is To the Point with Will Johnson. I will be doing this Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Central, and that's 7 p.m. California time. 9 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. This is my show now. I'm actually broadcasting right now on Blog Talk Radio. And if you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can go back and listen to the archive. So if you ever miss any, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. If you're riding around, If you have it where you can connect to it, blogtalkradio.com/ To the Point with Will Johnson. I need your support. I need your help to do this as much as possible. I am doing what I can. If you like the content, if you like my views on it, please, if you can find it in your heart, support me. If you go to uniteamericafirst.com, I have a beautiful T-shirt there that says, "Get over it, Trump is your president." Yes, I designed it myself. Get over it, Trump is your president. That is so appropriate right now. Get over it, Trump is your president. Because the Democrats are trying to remove one of the greatest presidents this country has ever had, and we are alive to see it. We are a part of this history that is taking place. So please, please, if you can, find it in your heart, go to uniteamericafirst.com, support me in any way you can. And people have been donating on YouTube. Thank you so much. God bless you. I have my new studio here set up, so I don't see everything. So I'm working on it. It's work in progress. The only reason why I'm here now, because so many wonderful people in this country love the fact that someone like me is willing to speak up, not just for a specific group of people, but for all of us. Because I love this country. I love this nation. And I'm going to do everything that I can to fight for it. Because America is that important. America is worth fighting for. It is worth fighting for. So I want to thank everyone for joining me. Please, if you're watching on YouTube, hit that share button. If you're watching on Periscope, please hit that share button. And if you're on Twitch, I don't know if there's a share button on there, but if there is, please hit it. All right. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening in. This is the very first episode on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Will Johnson, uniteamericafirst.com. To the Point with Will Johnson. You like this shirt? You like this hat? You can get them at uniteamericafirst.com, where you can see other apparel as well. The Democrats, they have been trying to take out President Trump from day one, ever since he came down the escalator. But this shirt here, it says it all. It makes a big statement. Get over it. Trump is your president. You can get it today at uniteamericafirst.com. This is how you support me. By going to uniteamericafirst.com, by buying the T-shirts, by buying the hats, by buying the other items that we have there. And also, you can make a donation at uniteamericafirst.com. I need your help and support to continue this fight in 2020. This year is so important. We are at a crossroads in this nation, and we actually see it. We can either go to the left or we can go to the right. So I'm going to go and do everything I can, but I can't do it without your help. So please go over to UnitesAmericaFirst.com and support me today. Again, that is UnitesAmericaFirst.com.